You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Next up, as we enjoy the sun today, scientists are working on what's going on in our bodies that protects us from UV. Researchers at the McDermott Institute have figured out exactly how melanin operates to protect our skin. I spoke to the co-director of the Institute, Justin Hodgkiss, about the work and started by asking what the state of knowledge was before the discovery.
Yeah, so we already knew that melanin played a vital role in protecting skin from UV damage. It's kind of nature's sunscreen, the best we have for sunscreen. And we know that UV light can be very damaging otherwise, because UV light has enough energy to basically tear electrons out of things, and that creates radicals, which mean that DNA and proteins can be damaged and can react and form new things. We don't want that to happen. And we knew already that melanin kind of intercepts UV photons, UV light, before that can happen, and it just safely turns that light energy into heat. So that we knew. We didn't really know how that happened. And in nature, when it comes to UV light, the norm is for damaging things to happen, and the exception is what melanin does, which is turning that light just safely into heat.
What have been the barriers in the past to understanding how it works?
I think there are two barriers. One is that we discovered that it happens on a really fast timescale, and it's really hard to measure that timescale, and I guess that was our key breakthrough here, being able to measure on that timescale. And the second thing is that it's intrinsically very disordered. It's very heterogeneous and ill-defined as a material. You don't know exactly what you're looking at. And we actually discovered that this disorder plays a functional role in the material. But it's just very hard to study. You know, it's insoluble. Every little bit of it is different from the next bit, because there's a kind of randomness to it.
And for the good news, what is the breakthrough that you've made with this work?
We've been able to identify a mechanism by which melanin turns UV energy safely into heat. And it happens on a really fast timescale, on the femtosecond to picosecond timescale. So that's really millionths of a billionth of a second. And it needs to act that fast before anything bad can happen. And so this energy mechanism, I guess the good news, so it's a two-step mechanism. The first step is kind of sharing energy like a hot potato around neighboring molecules. And the second mechanism is something we call proton transfer, or excited state proton transfer. And it really is just an innocuous, inert chemical reaction that doesn't do anything, but it just kind of acts like a circuit breaker to switch off the reactive states. And so I guess if I get to the good news, now that we understand this, we can actually apply this knowledge in other areas. So perhaps new types of sunscreens or other UV filters, you know, in coatings and paints and that kind of thing, could be a good example of what we could apply this knowledge to.
Could you speak broadly to the relevance of this finding in Aotearoa?
Well, yeah. I mean, in this country, we know that we suffer from UV damage more than most other countries. We've got really high skin cancer rates. And also just, you know, if you leave things outside, you know, even house paint and that kind of stuff, we know that it gets damaged by UV light. Anything that gets kind of discolored when you leave it outside, it's generally due to UV damage, or, you know, plasticky things that get brittle. Again, that's usually due to UV damage. And so there's a sustainability issue with that kind of stuff. If there's things that just don't last very long, we need to replace them. So anything that we can do to make things last longer and protected from our harsh environment is a win for New Zealand.
That was me speaking with the co-director of the McDermott Institute, Justin Hodgkiss, about the Institute's groundbreaking discoveries about how melanin operates to protect us from UV.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.